Welcome to our sports podcast. Today I will be interviewing Isabel, and then she will interview me. So, what's your favorite sport?
I like soccer, but like I could really choose. It's really a mixture between track and soccer, but most of all I like soccer.
Okay, when did you start playing soccer?
When I was 3 years old, I started to play soccer. I played for a church league, which was called the GNC, and I also played for rec team and Legends, and right now I'm currently playing on Soccer LA, a competitive Soccer LA team.
Okay, how did you start playing soccer?
It's kind of a funny story. So when I was 3 years old, I was very energetic. Like, I would literally, like, bounce on walls, climb over stuff all the time. Like, my parents tried to, like, coop me up in something, and I could not stay in that room. So my parents decided to put me inside. Like, they went to the doctor, like, to see if, like, how I could, like, control my energy. And they said, how about, like, put them inside, like, make her play a sport. So I played, so they put me in soccer.
Okay, that's a cool story. What do you like about soccer?
I like pretty much everything, like, except for goalie. Like, I love running because I just like running. Some people think it's weird, but yeah, I love running. And I like just controlling the ball and having fun. Like, that's pretty much all I love.
Well, not everybody loves running. I'm so bad at it. It's so funny. So, what's your favorite national team?
I don't really watch soccer, but if I do, I would, like, watch Brazil, Mexico, or USA, but I watch, like, very little soccer.
What's the hardest thing that you faced while you played soccer?
So, I was not really good. So, when I was 7, I was not really that good. Like, I would, like, everyone's not, like, always the best player, but, like, I was not really, like, the best, but I was not, like, I was pretty much the worst player on my team. And so my coach, she would not put me on, she would not let me play soccer. And so I started crying over it, and finally I got over it, and I started practicing a lot, and then I finally got to play, and now I play, like, the whole entire game.
And as we all know now, that you're an amazing soccer player.
Thanks.
So what's the best thing that's happened to you while you've played soccer?
So I'm an 07, but I play currently for an 06. Like, we're really not supposed to play for 06s, but because we're pretty good, they were like, okay, you can play up. So yeah, I love playing up. It's like awesome.
What do you like about playing up?
I just guess, like, it's more competitive playing up. Like, the players are, like, tougher, and it's just, like, I love competitive stuff, so I just like to play up that stuff.
Do you like tournaments, or would you rather just play games? Because I know tournaments last all weekend, and you can get really tired.
I like to play both. Like, games are, like, you don't really win a prize, like, as tournaments do, but I really, like, games I like just to have fun, but in tournaments it's the real thing, and I love the competitive part.
What is the thing that you don't like about your current team?
I don't really know. Like, my coach, he's like really serious, and he really wants us, like, to work on our abs, which I do not have abs at all. So we have to do planks and 6 inches, and, like, that's torture because it's for a minute, and if we fall down, then we have to do it again. And, like, I can't even stand 45, like, seconds or 30 seconds of it. Now I'll ask you after a sponsored commercial.
Get ready for the Summer Olympics. There's so many sports to watch, including me in swimming. Make sure you're ready to support your country and your favorite sport. They're coming up in 3 months.
Yes, everybody, get ready for the Summer Olympics, and I'll be there, so be ready to support me. Okay, now I'll be interviewing Julia. Is your favorite sport soccer too?
Yes, I love soccer. It's so much fun.
What do you like most about soccer?
I like to run around and get my energy out, and I also love just to have something to do, not just like, and it's not really hard to like be able to play, so I just really like playing it.
When did you start playing soccer?
I started playing when I was in preschool, but that wasn't for like an actual team. It was just for like church leagues. And then when I was in fourth grade, I played for Legends, and then fifth grade, LA. And then this year, I played for Lobos for a little bit.
How are you?
So we already know that you played for like Legends, Lobos, and LA, but like, which one did you like the most?
I really liked playing for LA because I played on that one for a long time. I would have liked Lobos if I was on there for longer, but LA was really fun because I got to play lots of games and I had friends on that team, and it was just really fun to be able to do something.
What is the hardest thing that have happened to you in soccer?
When I was playing for Lobos, I just joined, and then two girls quit off the team, and so there weren't enough people for a team, and so we didn't get to play anymore.
What is the best thing that has happened to you in soccer?
So I've been really worried about trying out for a competitive team because I was like, oh, I'm not good enough. My little sister played for a competitive team, so I was worried that if I didn't make it, then people would think that she was better than me, and so I was really worried about that. But then when I actually did try out for one, then I was really proud of myself because I made it.
Oh, wow. What is one thing that you hate the most about soccer?
I hate when you, like, there are just some coaches that they let you play and you actually practice drills and scrimmaging and stuff like that, but there are those coaches who they just make you do sprints and run and do, like, a bunch of push-ups and crunches and sit-ups, and I just don't like doing that stuff that much because it's not actually playing the sport.
I agree. Like, my coach, the one that makes me do abs, I have no abs. It's a fail. Yeah. So, what is your favorite national soccer team?
I like the U.S. because, yeah, that's where I live, and Mexico is really good, and I like Argentina, too.
Is soccer the only sport that you like?
No, I like other sports too. I just, number one, I don't think I'd be good enough to play other sports because I'm not the most athletic person on earth. But I just like playing them by myself or like with my friends because that's just fun because there's, like, you don't have to worry about if you're not good at it or anything.
What is your, like, I know you like to play your favorite, like there's other sports that you like to, like, you like, but what is, like, one sport that you love to watch or two of them?
I, like, there's not really, like, a sport, but I love watching the Olympics because it's really fun because it's people from all over the world and they're competing in things that we don't see every day. Like, you don't turn on your TV and see a, like, bobsledding competition. You turn on your TV and you see a basketball game or a football game. So that's just new and different, so it's fun to watch that.
Same. I, like, what is your favorite, like, Olympic sport stuff? Like,
me and my little sister, we like watching ice skating, and then I also like, I like a lot of the winter ones because, like, it's just really cool because they can only happen, like, in the winter, like, you could go swimming and watch a swimming competition, like, any day because there can be an indoor pool. I like, bobsledding and skiing because it's just really cool, like, everything that people can do.
Same. I love, I'm not a girly girl, but, like, I honestly, I love figure skating because, like, I just, like, I wish I could do that, but honestly, I don't think I could do that. Like, one time I was like, I went to this ice skating rink, and it's kind of funny because all my cousins, like, they were perfectly, like, doing it on the ice, and, like, they were just ice skating perfectly, and I was the only person there, like, still holding on to that cone, that little helper thing. It was so funny.
That's what's happened to me. I ice skated, like, twice before, and then we went with my whole family, and my brother, who had never ice skated before, he got on the ice, and he was so good at it, and I was, like, falling all over the place, and, like, I just got caught up with all the blades from the ice skates, and it was so funny because my brother was just like going around on the ice and he was going really fast and it was perfect, but then here's me falling all over the ice.
Same. Like, I have two younger brothers and they were tiny, but like at the end, like, I saw this picture and they were like just perfectly gliding on the ice, and I was like, how do you do that? You're only like 4 years old and I'm like 9 or like 7, and I'm just like dying here, and like you're just like perfectly gliding on the ice. I was just like, oh my gosh. So yeah, that is it for now, but after the sponsor commercial, we'll be back.
Riverdale track season is coming up, so join the track team to get some exercise and have some fun.
So earlier you said that you liked track, so what do you like about it?
Well, like, I just love running. Like, I started, like, I just love running. But the, like, in track, I just like the competition and the running and having fun and, like, just having fun and running.
So you really love running. So track is going really fast. Like, so you like running faster than cross country, which is, like, long distance.
Well, in track, I do the long distance. Like, I can do the 400 meters. Like, that's one lap around the circle. I can do the 100 meter. But, like, I mostly do, like, the 400, the 800, and the 1600 meter run. The 1600 meter run is a mile, and I love it. Yeah.
That's great. So you could do either cross country or track. You have pretty much any sport that you would want to do. You could do it. So how long have you played track?
I started last year. Like, I just wanted to see if it would be fun, and like, I enjoyed it. And so, yeah, I'm doing it this year again, too.
That's so much fun. I said playing track, but it's running track. Okay, so do you think people should join the Riverdale track team? Do you have any opinions on that?
Well, people don't really like running, so, like, I can understand if they don't want to join track. But, like, if you join track, it's, like, I think you would have fun if you enjoy running and you did track because, yeah.
Yeah, because track, you don't have to, like, just run. Like, there are a lot of different things, so you could probably find your thing in track. Like, you don't have to run. You can't run for a long time, so then you could do a short one. Or you can't, like, you have a hard time sprinting, then you could run the long one. So since you really like to run, is that, like, a really good thing for you to do? Like, do you like it, like, just as much as you like soccer?
Well, I feel like I love soccer way more, but, like, in track, I would definitely do track or run when I'm older, like, in soccer, and I would, like, I love it. I just, yeah.
So it's a tie between the two. So have you ever, like, watched, like, in the Olympics, the track races, or do you just play it?
I don't really watch it. I'm not, like, I don't really watch sports. Sometimes they just get way too boring. But, like, if I do, then, like, I see, like, this really fast woman, and I'm just, like, I want to be like them when I'm older, but I have a feeling I won't be like them.
If you keep practicing, you probably will. Okay, so, like, for track, do you, like, do you have, do you, like, when you run track, do you feel like you're really tired? Because that's how I felt when, that's how I feel sometimes when I run a lot. Then, like, at the end, I'm like, oh, I'm so glad it's over. But, like, do you want to, can you, like, keep going after you run?
Well, it only takes, like, 5 minutes. So I run. I do lots of running. And, like, I always run these 5Ks during the summer. And so after, like, the running, I, like, it just takes me 5 minutes to recover. And then, like, I'm the most energetic person on the place. Because you already know, like, my parents, they, like, I'm so energetic. So, yeah, like, it's just in track, I, like, can just go from the 1600 to the 800 to the 400 and, like, be fine all day, like, except, like, I can't eat anything bad. That's the only problem.
Yeah, do you have anything else to add about track, or is that it?
That is pretty much it. Like, but I want to know about your cross country.
Okay.
So, you ran the 1 mile. Like, were you, like, really fast, or, like, were you just, like, the, or were you not that fast?
Well, in the beginning, then I was, like, super slow because I had no idea how to do it. Like, I was like, oh, there's no, like, way to run. You just run. And then I learned that that is not true. And I got faster, but I wasn't, like, really fast. It was pretty much, like, average speed, like, nothing special.
Oh, that's nice. Like, I run with these girls, and, like, they're average speed, but, like, it's, they actually try it, and they're really good. Like, so one time I was running, and there was this, it was so funny, there was this average speed girl, and she was trying so hard at the, like, she was grunting, like, she was, it was so funny. We were all just looking at her like she was crazy, and, like, and then when she was the last person there, and she was, like, at the end, she was so happy, it's like she won the race, and I was, we were all still, like, and we were, like, that's the, like, That's the excitement, like, that's what the coaches were like. They were like, that's the excitement we want. Like, it was so funny. Have you ever won a prize in cross country?
Well, no one really, like, won prizes. Like, no one did. But we, our girls cross country team for elementary school, because that was last year, then we did make it to state, and I don't know what we got in state, I don't remember, but I know that we did pretty well. The boys team didn't, though, because some of their people didn't show up at the race that was, like, deciding whether to go or not, but our girls team did go, and I think we did really well, and it was really fun.
That's good. So, like, yeah, I had that state thing, and I helped support, like, the team to go to state, but, like, I couldn't go, sadly. I really wanted to go to Nashville and just, like, do that state thing, but I couldn't. So how was the state meet?
Oh, it was really fun, and it was very different. I remember that when we did a practice run of the trail, because we had no idea what it was like, then me and a few other girls actually got lost on the trail because we did not know where to go. And we didn't feel like running right then because we wanted to save our energy for when we were actually running. So then we just, like, were kind of behind. And then we, like, they had lines on the ground to where we were supposed to go, but we still got so confused. And we ended up, like, being ahead of everyone else. And so we were all, like, just sitting around the tree, and then everyone else came out, and we were like, where did y'all come from?
That must have been very interesting. This never happened to me because I've just run around a track. Nothing interesting, but, like, I've never run across country. Like, I think I would enjoy it, but, like, yeah. So that would have been very funny. Just, I'm laughing. What do you like about cross country?
I like that you don't have to go super fast, so you can just, like, use all of your energy the whole time while you're going instead of just using it all at once, because then sometimes that can be harder, like starting to run really fast. Like, I can't do it very well. Like, I have to get started and then go fast. So that's just easier. And I think it's fun because it's not just on a track. It's like you can go through the woods and there's shade, which is really nice because it gets really hot. And so that's and I like because you get to run around and have fun just like soccer, and like it gives you a lot of exercise and time to spend with friends if they're on the team too, because there are a lot of practices and that's really fun.
Yeah, in track it's like I see and like it's just like it's so boring sometimes. You're just like running around the track like so sometimes I just wish like I were in cross country because like you're like oh my gosh, I've ran so far, and like really in real life in cross country you're like, oh I have like 3/4 of the way to go. In track you have to like it's just like you have to like keep track of how many laps you go, and it's not as fun as cross. Like I love track, but I honestly think cross country is better, but I've never done cross country before, so yeah. I saw the cross country uniforms, like track had the same uniforms. Like did you like them?
No, I did not, because they I kind of liked them, except like this year's uniform, like this past season's, were better because like everyone's uniforms when I did it, they were all like ours were royal blue, like Riverdale colors, but then like half of the other cross country teams were also royal blue, so no one could see us.
So, I agree. Like, the uniforms were really, really bad for track, too. So, what are you going to watch at the Summer Olympics this year, Julia?
I like watching pretty much all the sports. I really love the Winter Olympics, but, like, because they're my favorites to watch. But the Summer Olympics are fun, too. I like to watch the swimming a lot because I don't know how people can just, like, swim that fast. Because I'm a fast swimmer, but not, like, that. And I can't, like, you know, when you're, like, paddling and you have to, like, breathe to the side, it's so hard. I can't do it. And I like watching the running, too, because it's really cool how fast some people can run.
Yeah, I can't. I'm just watching the swimmers, like, in amazement. I'm like, how can you swim that fast? I'm not a fast swimmer, so, like, that's not one of those special abilities that I have. But, like, I'm just like, I wish I could swim that fast.
So, everybody has that sport that they just, like, don't like, can't play, and, like, just not at all, not fun. So, what's yours?
I don't really know. I just stick to soccer and track. But, like, there's this one. I think the one sport that I cannot play is either between football or baseball. So, I can't throw. That's the problem. Like, I just can't throw. So, I was playing my first year in dodgeball. I was trying to throw, and I had the weakest throw in the whole entire planet. It was, like, awful. So when I tried to play, like, baseball, we had, like, this baseball last year. I was the worst. I was like, I cannot do this. And so it was the worst sport. And I honestly think that it's really boring. I don't even understand the point of baseball. And with football, I just don't understand why people hurt themselves just to play the sport. Like, in every single sport, you hurt yourself. But, like, in football, I just can't tackle because I have no arm strength or abs or anything like that. And I can't throw. That's the whole entire point of the game. So, yeah.
Like, my sport for not being able to play at all is basketball. I know that sounds like really weird. Like, I like to play it where I am dribbling and shooting and playing the, like, but I just hate I can't do when somebody is, when I'm guarding somebody, because, like, I just can't do it. I don't know why, but I'm just like, I can't do this, so we'll just go back to, like, shooting. And, like, I can shoot, and I can dribble, and, like, I can pass and play most of the game. The only part that I can't do is, like, guarding someone. That's it. Like, I don't know. I hate it.
Same. Like, so you know in basketball they have, like, these really weird rules. Like, if you just, like, by accident hit the person, like, and it's a very light hit, it's a foul. And I'm just like, that's not even a foul. And so I'm just very confused, and I just don't understand it. I don't understand a lot of sports, but football, baseball, and basketball can be one of them. Like, I just don't understand, and I don't like.
And about football, like, I would never be good enough to, like, actually play on a team. Plus, like, they don't really have girls' football teams. But, like, I like playing it at my house with, like, it's, like, the one chance that I can tackle my siblings because they're younger than me. So that's really fun. And I just like playing it with, like, my friends and my family because it's really fun for me because I can throw it and catch it. I'm not that great at catching it, but I can do it. And it's really fun.
Yeah, like, and my brother, he used to play baseball. And, well, it's called T-ball for little kids. But, like, he was like, I'm so good. And I was like, sure, you played T-ball. And then he's, like, playing. And it's just like, oh, my gosh, this is so boring. But, like, it's the one time, like, I can actually, like, prove that, like, yeah.
And both my siblings play basketball, and they're like, well, my brother used to. He doesn't like to play sports that much, though, but he's good at them. But my sister, she plays basketball, and she loves it. And, like, I don't really see why. Like, I go to the games, and I'd be like, well, I'd like to play with, like, that would be fun, but I just really, like, I can't understand, like, playing for that long of it. Just doesn't seem that fun to me. And then about baseball. So I like playing it at my house. I'm actually pretty good at it. But, I mean, like, probably not good enough to play on an actual team because, like, if I got a skinnier bat, then I'd probably miss it every time. And, like, but it's fun to play. Like, most sports are fun to play. Just, like, you're not good enough to play on the team.
Yep, like. So my other brother, he also plays, like, basketball, and he loves basketball, and I don't know why. I think it's only because every time after the basketball practice, he would get money, and it's just like, ooh, I want to go there because I want money. And so, like, I just guess that's why he likes basketball or something, but, like, I don't know what it is that he likes about basketball, like, literally. Yeah.
And, like, all of my cousins on a side of my family, they all, like, played lacrosse and were great at it. So when I was younger, I was like, I want to play that. And then they didn't have teams for girls until middle school. So then that kind of, like, went away because I play soccer now and I love it. So, like, that's another one that's fun to play at home because, like, you can do it. Like, it's not that hard to do. And it's just a game and it's fun to play. So that's it for now. Okay, we're back. And our next topic is what teams do our parents support? So my family doesn't really have, like, a favorite team. Because, like, in one side of my family, then it's divided between Ole Miss and Mississippi State because one family, my cousin goes to Ole Miss, and the other family, my cousin goes to Mississippi State. So we're just kind of divided on that side of the family. And then on my other side of the family, they like the New England teams pretty much because that's where they're from. So that's – and, like, just all the teams that are, like, up near New York and stuff. So,
yeah, my family – so it's funny because – Boston So my family is a big baseball team, and I'm not, but they are. And so one side of the family supports Boston Red Sox. The other side supports the Yankees. And so whenever, like, and they're like rivals or something. Like, I don't really understand baseball, but they don't really go well together. And so, like, every time there's a baseball game, they're always, like, arguing, like, who's better, Boston Red Sox or the Yankees? And so, it's just funny to see because, like, and my dad just watched either side because he's just in the middle because we're from the South and they're up North all, like, yeah, but, like, and it's just very funny to watch. I just, it's super funny.
And my grandparents on one side, then they are huge Boston fans. So it's really funny because one time we were at their house for dinner, and then one of my younger cousins, he was wearing a Yankees hat, and my grandfather, like, he was joking, but he, like, took it off his head and, like, threw it on the ground. He was joking, though. It was so funny because my cousin was like, hey, he said, don't wear that. Don't wear that. That's a bad team. And it was really funny.
Yeah, my cousin, he wears, like, all Yankees, like, stuff. I literally, the only thing he wears is Yankee stuff. Then my other side of the family wears all, like, Boston Red Sox stuff. And so I'm just, like, because it's so funny because, like, they just, you just see them, and they're, like, giving them the death stare. Like, they don't really hate each other, but, like, when it comes to teams, like, it's not really. It's just, like, yeah. So that is it for today. Talk to you later.